Good evening, Patriots. What an amazing week it is to come to a close already as well. July 24th, Saturday. The month is almost over. And breaking news. We still have a hand puppet for our president. And we still have a man that thinks it was a woman acting as a mattress-back vice president. Pretty amazing. Just incredible, I'll tell you right now. And part of America still believes that he's actually in the White House. But we know better. So here's an interesting stat before I get to public service announcements like we like to do every night. This is kind of incredible. There are over 1,024,000 members or followers in the United States that listen to Bards FM. Is that something else or what? That's pretty awesome. So thank you very much, all of you. It's incredible. We are now approaching, and I just was checking this out, we are now at 13,852,132 downloads. That means probably by tomorrow night, or probably more like Monday night, we can literally... We can literally expect to see 14 million downloads. That's pretty incredible. This is a podcast that started on March 16th, 2020, with zero followers and zero downloads. Fresh account. That's all God, I'm telling you. It's amazing. So thank you, everybody. Let's continue to spread this. We want to make this like the biggest, baddest podcast in the world. That's my goal. Like, because we're already being listened to in like 120 countries, which is amazing. Just the top few countries. Canada is number 2, Australia number 3, UK is number 4, Netherlands is number 5, Mexico, welcome Mexico, number 6, Italy number 7, Ukraine number 8, Sweden, then Ireland, Czech Republic, Romania, Japan, I'm reading these in order, New Zealand, South Africa, France, Germany, Singapore, India, Spain, Costa Rica, Norway, Kuwait, Poland, Brazil, Philippines, Chile, United Arab Emirates, Kenya, South Korea, Denmark, Panama, Thailand, Switzerland, Portugal, list goes on. Russia, oh, we got Russia, awesome. Grenada, Indonesia, Finland, Jersey, I don't know what Jersey is. Belgium, Serbia, Vietnam, Malaysia, Puerto Rico, Estonia, Israel, Cyprus, Guatemala, Swaziland, Croatia, Greece. That's quite a few. That's pretty good. So I think we need to make it a Bards FM world. What do you think? Pretty good. Hey, so a couple public service announcements, which we always enjoy, and you always enjoy them because they're fun. And the best one on top of the list is, what do you think it is tonight? Bards Fest. Dun, 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 dun. You need to get your tickets for Bards Fest. I swear, I'm going to find out what's going on with my web guy because we don't have the schedule up yet. For daily schedule, but it's done. I just want you to know that. I'll hit him up again. But anyway, Bards Fest tickets are on sale. They are on sale for both venues, 26th to the 29th of August. Two venues, one mission. What's our one mission? Re-establish God as the foundation of this nation. Celebrate God and all His glory in this nation, and let Christ know that we're here, baby. Let's bring Him back. Let's bring a war to this deep state. We are literally coming together, all of us God-loving patriots, God-loving, God-fearing patriots, to remind the world where we stand, to draw that seminal line with Christ in our heart, and to raise the sword of the Spirit to crush darkness and evil. 4 days of a absolutely amazing revival. Absolute amazing revival. And we pray, and we think it will be the greatest revival in human history. In fact, I'm going to tell you very honestly, and this is just how God has worked this. It's amazing because this whole event, as you know the story, it was just a God-led event and has been a God-led event every single day. But I truly believe this is becoming one of the most important events in our nation's history, if not in human history. This is an event where, through the technologies of today, we are going to be able to bring more people to focus on a revival than ever seen before. And it is a revival we must have. So that's important. By the way, our mod MSN today did a great speech at a public rally. So give him a congratulations. He was supporting Bard's Fest and the cause of the movement and the powerful stance with Christ in his heart, letting people know that the real fight is only going to be won if we win it through God. So he did a great talk today. Awesome job. So make sure you congratulate him. I think he had a crowd of like 200. He needed a crowd of like 2,000 for what he was doing. It was great. But I think it looked like they had, when he sent the video to me, it looked like somebody decided they needed social distancing or something. I don't know. It's ridiculous. These people, incredible. But great job today, seriously. And then we have our other, so remember, you go to bardsfest.com to finish that out, bardsfest.com or bardsfm.com/bardsfest, or just go to bardsfm and look for the thing that says Bardsfest on the website. It's a great website. There's a big visual button on the front page too, in case you get lost. You're like, I can't see the tab. Press the big visual button that says Bardsfest. Click. And you go right to the page. You can't miss it. And so you go there, and then you see right away it says indoor event, outdoor event. Buy your tickets for both. You're going to want to be at both places. It's pretty awesome. It's going to be a massive event. Great, great speakers, entertainers, etc. Okay, next public service announcement is MyPillow. MyPillow has a great special going on right now. 6 towels, American-made cotton, American-made, American-grown cotton. 6 towels, and I believe those 6 towels are for $39. I'm checking to make sure I say it right, because then I'll get in trouble if I don't. They'll be like, you said it wrong. And it's on the, if you go down to the radio listeners box, it's $39.99. 6 towels, a 6-piece towel set, $39.99 with your promo code. And what is your promo code? It's Bards, B-A-R-D-S, Bards. The best promo code on the entire web. You need to share that promo code with everybody. Because then they're going to ask you, like, what's Bards, man? You're going to be like, what are you talking about? What's Bards? It's like the greatest podcast on earth. In the firmament, or whatever we're doing here. In the, if we're living in a plastic bubble or living in a, I don't know what, this is the craziest world, I swear. So the towels are fantastic. The cotton is amazing. The sheets are fantastic. So this is amazing all the way through. So we've got a 6-piece towel set for $39.99. You have Giza Dream Sheets, which that's Giza cotton. It's amazing. I don't know what's in that cotton. All I know is I sleep well. Look, it's like I told you. There's also this 800 number you can call, right? And it's 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. Use your Bard's code. But I call that the MyPillow counseling line, because then you can call them and go, I can't sleep, man. What do I do? They're going to be, I'll tell you what you do. You buy a Giza Dream Sheets, 2-for-1. Low price, and then you buy a pair of my slippers, which they're going to say you're going to need them anyway at the Slipper Revolution at Bard's Fest on the 27th of August, where Mike Lindell is going to speak both indoor and outdoor. And then you're going to need a My Pillow Premium, so you want to get one of those. You're probably going to want to get a My Mattress and a My Comforter. And then if you're like, well, but I feel lonely, then they're going to say, well, then you want a My Body Pillow. And you're going to get all this stuff, and they're going to say, well, what's that going to do? It's going to save you a whole bunch of counseling costs. That's what we're going to tell you, because we are the Patriot Counselors. We don't encourage patriots to go to counselors. We encourage patriots to get My Pillows, and that's what you do. So get on over to My Pillow. Seriously, get over there, MyPillow.com, or call that 800 number, 800-975-2939, and use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. It's kind of like a cheerleader rally. Give me a B, give me an A, give me an R, give me a D, give me an S. And stack and rack it, Patriots. We got a lot of slippers to sell still. We want to see about 1 million slippers sold by the time we get to Bard's Fest. We're not there yet. But we've got 4 weeks. So tonight, I want to go through 3 really powerful passages in the Bible. And I think it's all in respect to where we need to be, in my opinion, in the face of this very trying time. In a time which, quite honestly, is amazing how much awakening is happening. I think my biggest concern in all of this, and I'll tell you that I have kind of a, these are kind of dark prayers in a way. And I know that God's got this, but the biggest challenge that we have is that the awakening doesn't happen too fast. I know that sounds crazy, but listen to me on this. If President Trump was to step back on stage today, tomorrow, next month, the country is going to do what it has done and what it did for 4 years underneath him. We're just going to turn around and go, okay, Trump's got this, and people are going to go back to normal, and we're not going to get anywhere. This can never happen again. Never. We can never get to a place, not only where we allow a government to become a tyrannical beast, where it is demanding that the people worship it, where an FBI runs rogue, where NSA runs rogue, where CIA runs rogue, where they use taxpayer dollars to completely architect an entire nation, which ultimately has the dark desires to kill people by race using a vaccine or bioweapon, using in complicit use with the media to brainwash people. This can never happen again. And we are not at a stage yet where people understand or feel the pain enough to get to that point. I had a talk with a really, really scholared person in scripture today, and his comment was, well, but God can make it happen in 2 months. And I said, yes, he can, but it doesn't matter the time. The point is we're not at the point yet where enough people have felt the pain. And sadly, I don't know what it's going to take. God knows what it will take, but I'm not one that's rooting for President Trump to come back quickly. I would love to see him come back, but not quickly. Now, in a true confession, because I think it's important to always address things for consistency and platform. That's that position. I held the position from November 3rd through about March that President Trump was going to return in that time frame. And I truly believed it. I thought that what we would see would be an overturning of the election. And then I thought that there would be some military-style good reveals, meaning the reveal of the truth after this January 20th, but the benchmark that started to throw things out of pace was January 6th. Now, adding to that, I've had my verbal frustrations with President Trump, and you all know that, and I've been candid about it. I don't, just because it's President Trump, I don't, no man in that office is above criticism. And one of my disappointments was when he told everybody to go home on January 6th, and I was pretty irritated about that. I also have been pretty vocal, very vocal, about my position with him on the vaccine. But now when we kind of look at the play field, some certain things become more clear. And here's, I'm just going to map out a few things for us tonight to reflect on. We're in an interesting war right now, and I can confirm this from a lot of sources that I have, that we are in a covert war. And there are a lot of things going on here. And they're massive. We are dealing with the destruction of one of the most evil and well-established cabals in human history. A power structure that is rooted not just in the physical, but in the spiritual. And it has done unbelievable damage to lives, to families, to the relationship we have with God, and our understanding of truths. And it has seized control of some of the most important domains in the world, one of which is information. So quite literally, the principalities of the air. To take that down, I think still many have a relatively simplistic view of how complex this enemy is and how deeply entrenched it is, and how much control they still have. Right now, the deep state is obviously, as we know the deep state, which is much bigger than just this bunch of goofballs acting out as president and vice president and our Congress, which are a bunch of sellout traitors. But what is very clear is that this organization, this cabal, has enormous resources. And those resources may be paper money, which Yellen, if you listen to Yellen, the head of the Treasury, was screaming again about, we're in this period where if we don't raise the debt ceiling, we're going to have a total collapse of government, which is true. They will, because they're running out of paper money. But when we look at just the rally numbers of what this hand puppet of a president can generate, you see very clearly that there is no real resource for him. People don't want anything to do with him. Now, people may not be standing all with President Trump, but even the left is walking away from the pedo-diddler hand puppet Biden. And that's a disturbing thing when you're in power, because they're coming to the realization that they no longer have the illusion of control over the airwaves that they once did. They've lost the principality of the air, and people are awakening. The question is, how are they awakening? And that's a discussion we'll lead into here. But there is a lot going on. And quite frankly, I think that any hopes that people have and this kind of anticipation of Trump coming back in August or September, I don't think you're doing justice to faith, and I don't think you're doing justice to the relationship of where we need to be. When I hear these things, and I'm being very blunt about this, there is a, and this leads me right into one of the passages I want to talk about tonight, which is Mark 1, 35 to 38. But when people are looking for President Trump to come back, they're not looking at themselves and what they need to be doing. And our role is a role that is not tied to a presidency. Our role is about reestablishing God in this nation, in this world, to occupy the land and expand his kingdom. Sadly, the country is still trying to find a way out, an easy way out. And personally, and I think scripture supports this, God never gives an easy way out once you walk away from him. But returning to him is very possible, and a nation can be healed, but it will take an enormous amount of effort. Now, you also know I will never preach biblical end of times. I think it's an absolute waste of time to do it, because you can't control it, and when you start worshiping it, you are not paying attention to what you need to be doing in this moment in time. We have an obligation that does not change whether the world is ending or not, and that obligation is to occupy this land and expand the kingdom of God. And so when we get into these places where people start preaching end of times and start dictating all the terms of things that are going on, you're violating one of the basic tenets that God says not to do, which is do not prophesy me. To do so is the punishment of death. So one of the things that President Trump said before he stepped off the stage was, you will be safe. And he told us all that. All my followers, you will be safe. And that's perplexed me a little bit. And one of the things that is, that I believe what he was speaking to was, as a nation, we will be safe. That we knew already that the Biden followers really don't care what he says. But as a nation that we represent, the America First movement, we would be safe. Not so much, to a certain degree, we would be safe from this administration, but we would have to work at it. But you'll notice how so much that happens in this administration falls flat. I mean, look at these door-to-door knockers of the COVID thing. And this, did you take your shot? I mean, look how fast that thing disappeared. Boy, they took that off the table, right? And now we're hearing tremors of UN vehicles here or there. Patriots, I think you're going to see some of this. I think we're going to see gas prices that'll exceed past $5 a gallon. I think you're going to see hyperinflation. I think you're going to see the attempts to crush religious freedom. I think you're going to see the attempt to jail those to speak out against the injection. I think you're going to see an unbelievable attempt to try to secure cities through UN involvement. And what you're going to continue to see is more patriots and more Americans will wake up, and they will start to exodus those cities, and they will discover now what true tyranny is like. The strongest point about all of this is, as we stand with God, that doesn't mean that we will not suffer the pain that others will, but ultimately we will be protected through him. But our mission doesn't change. It does not matter whether we have a tyranny, whether we have a glorious People's Republic, our mission does not change. Our relationship to Christ, to spread the word and to get Christ in people's heart, does not change. So right now, it is going to get rocky. And it is one of those things that when we keep looking to President Trump to come back, we are not taking the responsibility to do what we need to do to fix this nation. It is not for President Trump to fix. One of the things that President Trump can do, and he does it over and over, and he does it perfectly, is he can rally 300,000 people in a flash to get them to stand up and to be activated. He has the power. If that man stood up there and said, you need to take to arms, every patriot in this nation would be like locking and loading and running down the street. And the deep state knows that. And it's one of the things that they fear every single time he takes to the podium. And when he takes to the podium, it's really a Mexican standoff every time he stands there. They're wondering what he's going to say, and they're all geared up to try to, they're going to try to counterspin him. And he ends up, every time he delivers a message, it's not really that radical. It ends up being pretty mellow, but it sends deep messages to us to always remind them, as he reminds us, I'm still here, and I'm still your president. Now, if you pay attention to some of the things that are moving around, Michael Jaco did a, and I'll be honest with you, I don't watch much Michael Jaco, but I did watch this one interview with him, and I can tell you that he knows what he's talking about when it comes to security issues. I don't agree with him on a lot of stuff, but I will tell you, when it comes to security issues, he's the real deal. And I can confirm that from a lot of other sources. So he was making a comment the other day that looking at the presidential detail when President Trump was in Nevada at the Trump Tower, he noticed that there was somebody that looked like they were carrying the football, which I think he's correct. So we also know that the White House is not occupied. And if you believe it's occupied, you might want to go wake up from that dream. The White House is not occupied, and the Biden camp is out here meandering around trying to find a location to film the fake White House, which you now have to understand that every single media outlet, every one of them, I don't care if it's AON, I don't care who it is, if they are at a press brief, they know without any question that they are not at the White House, and they know they are participating in a lie. That should tell you something right there. Because the Biden camp is not in the White House. Initially, it was down in Atlanta. They were using the Atlanta studios. Now we're not so sure because there's some indications that they've moved up north to a New York set. But nonetheless, it's not the White House. So all these things are indicating some big issues. Another big one you should be looking at, if you're wondering if anything's happening, is where are all the A-listers? Because all the A-listers in Hollywood are silent. And let me tell you some truth about A-listers. They are egomaniacs. They cannot be silent. But here's an indicator that will give you a little more tangible piece, because those many times people will say, well, they're just being quiet because they don't like Biden. Okay, fair enough. I'll take your criticism or your skepticism, but I'm going to counter with this. Tom Hanks has got a new film, as do others. In fact, Chris Pratt just released a new film through Amazon. It was supposed to go to theaters. It went to Amazon. That's an interesting film. You may want to watch it. And Tom Hanks just released a new film. So here's what I find interesting. Why isn't the film being promoted online with interviews by the actors? You see, when they release a multi-million dollar film like Tom Hanks' film is, like Chris Pratt's film is, they go on a media tour that takes more time and effort on their behalf than the actual filming of the film. They will go on a rigorous promotion tour of 3 to 6 months pushing that film at every chance they get, and yet no one is promoting these new films. Where are the A-listers? So, the other little thing to keep in mind is that the technology exists today that you can create an entire film of an actor and never have the actor there. With the new AI-assisted CGIs, it's very possible to create a film with an actor that's not even in existence anymore. So you're watching an unreal, you're seeing an unreality. You're seeing an aversion of a film, what they want you to see. So this is kind of a long road to get to where I'm getting to tonight, which is this, is that we have an accountability and a responsibility for truth and for our faith in this walk in faith. And if we are going to eagerly try to rush to the end of this, we're going to miss a lot of what God's intending us to do. And it doesn't mean that we're going to get at an end we want to be at. God's mission is to bring, and for us to bring as many back to him. And if we quickly race to President Trump's end and his rearrival, who is really going to get accountability at the level that needs to reset this nation? I read this morning. I'm going to read it again tonight because this is more or less the mindset that we have to arrive at. Psalm 112, and it's called "The Righteous Will Never Be Moved." Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish. This is a powerful place where we have to walk and be. In my opinion, it is the foundation of what every patriot should be at. The righteous will never be moved, because none of this should faze any of us. But we see yet how many are fazed because fear drove them to do things like take the injection. The subtle pre-programming by Hollywood continues to, this conditioning of movies and films continues to allow people to react on simple stimulus and walk away from Scripture and not hear the words that God's given us in Scripture to keep ourselves grounded in this fight. There's also this other issue that continues to rise up, which is the ego. People wanting to be recognized. It's like, yay, me, I'm over here. The strength of our warrior movement, and we are warriors in Christ, is to be humble. And I don't think there's a greater statement to this than Mark 1:35-38. It's, to me, one of the most profound statements of truly the nature of Christ of anything in the Scriptures, and I'm going to read it. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." Now, in initial reading, people often say, well, he just needed a quiet place to go reflect and pray and recollect himself. But think about what he just did. Christ leaves the village while everyone's looking for him, and without even saying goodbye, and I've brought this up before in shows, without even saying goodbye, he just walks away with the disciples to the next village. What's that saying to us? Christ didn't want to be worshipped. He gave everyone what they needed, and in so doing, it was now their responsibility to act upon what he gave. See, this is part of the deeper awakening in our culture where we have to start taking accountability and responsibility for the times that we are in. We can't keep looking to someone to fix something. We're being given a most amazing thing. God is opening his arms and saying, "Come back to me." God is as even saying to many that even if you've taken the shot, come back to me. And yet, how many are not coming back? How many continue to walk away? How many continue to say that I'm ready for the next shot? How many are willing to say, well, if you haven't taken a shot, you need to have a special pass or a special identification because you're not one of us anymore. And yet God's children were never divided that way. So our role here as we continue to move on is to continue to spread these seeds. Christ is doing that. He's sowing the seeds as he goes. What he's not doing is he's not spending the hours sitting there throwing a seed on the ground, watering it, watching it grow, because that's not his job. And if we're walking as a disciple in Christ, nor is it ours. That isn't to say we don't extend a hand and guide people, but it's the reminder that coming back to God in this awakening period, which is so fundamental, because this isn't just about getting a bit of knowledge and truth. This is about resetting ourselves in the foundation of the Holy Spirit, of putting God first in all things, as our nation itself was constructed. If we are going to win this war, we have to return to that structure of moral law and putting God back first on the plate. It is only then that the trickle-down of that resets all things. It's not going to make any difference if President Trump comes back if we don't reset our moral law as a nation. All we're going to be doing is putting a Band-Aid on a hemorrhaging wound. The hemorrhaging wound, which comes out in so many forms, whether it's abortion, whether it's this transgender nonsense, whether it's this idea of indoctrinating kids to have racial hate, whether it's the willingness to accept an injection that's an experimental injection without even questioning and being obedient to the tyrants and the overlords of corporate terror. And all this time, not starting first as a center point of God, if we can't get back to that center point of God, none of that other stuff is going to change. All you're going to do is change the person that's in the White House, or the one that's not in the White House is going to get kicked out, and the one that's supposed to be in the White House will be returned. But we're not going to fix the nation. And that rests on all of us. And more importantly, it rests on the remnant to stand up and to be heard. And that's us. And it can't stop. Because there's this other part of what we're, how we're walking and where we take need to take deep into our heart, which is Proverbs 24, 11 to 12. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, behold, we do not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work? That last line is absolutely profound. Will he not repay man according to his work? Now think about that for a minute, about the idea of sitting on the sideline and going, yeah, whatever, I'm going to let them go off and walk away. Or the other side of that, which is, I took the shot and now I'm all okay. Patriots, we have an obligation and a duty as servants of God to be out here working every day, reaching and touching and building this kingdom, occupying this land. And it's through the strength of Christ that we can actually bring that connection to others, to bring people to a place to be healed deeply. It's a small community in the end of the day that's ultimately going to reset this nation. It was 3% of the country in the period of the Revolutionary War that actually won the fight. And we're probably there again. But we have to continue to push this way and not stop. And we have to keep in mind where our real role is. It's a confusing line because on one hand, we want to see this nation healed and we would like to see things brought together. And most importantly, we would like to see justice served by seeing our president, the duly elected president, Donald J. Trump, reset into office. But that's not for us to decide. It's for us to strive for the truth in all things, to awaken the eyes to the lies in all things. But it's not for us to decide what that outcome is. As hard as this is to say, I mean, hard as this is to look at, because I know we all want, if you voted for President Trump, you want him back in. And even if you didn't vote for President Trump and you know that this election was stolen, you don't want the thief in office, because it speaks to the integrity of the elections which this country is founded on. But my position on this is simple. The greatest gift ever given to this nation to awaken is the stolen election that was by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Because enduring them for 3.5 years, you will never forget it. And everyone, to one degree or another, will suffer that pain. And this can never happen again. And at the end of the day, even though for those that awaken, and especially those that are part of a remnant that stands boldly with God, that seeks only the presence of God, just to be in front of Him, humbled in His presence, we will fight and rise no matter what for Him and Him alone, led by our King, Jesus Christ. For this is a painful walk because it is not complicated. All you have to do is return to Christ. But we are not in this world. We are not of this world. But our mission is in this world. And our mission doesn't change. So we have to separate our desires and passions of politics from our servitude to God, because we are serving Him now, and it has nothing to do with who's in office. It has to do with His people, His children, and all of His children, not just a few. So stay focused on where we are. Keep in mind that I don't know, you know, when it comes to things like prophecy and end of times, maybe we're at the end of times and biblically. I don't know. I just refuse to take my time to try to figure it out, because it doesn't accomplish God's mission that He's put on before me, which I think He's put upon everybody, which is to occupy this time and to continue. And if we waste our time trying to like, well, I think this is happening and this is happening, and therefore this many volcanoes have gone off and this many earthquakes, that's just absolute silliness. That's a clown show. An absolute clown show. You do not stop until victory is achieved, and that's total victory. And I'm just saying this, you know, just be prepared, because I'm sure these retards that are running this psyop in the world have something else up their sleeve. They never are going to stop. They're going to use some blue beam technology or try to split the clouds and have some nonsense come from the sky. And they're going to try to get all these people to bow. If they could, they will do it. They will try to get a bunch of people to bow. I'm going to step on some toes right now, so just bear with me, but I'm going to do it, because I know the technology. So I'm just going to throw something out at you just to kind of show you the magnitude of what can happen if we're not careful, okay? I think everybody here knows Kim Clement, okay? And everybody here is familiar with Kim Clement prophecy. Maybe it's prophecy. I'll give you that. I'm just going to say maybe. But I also happen to know about a technology that was developed up in a lab in New Jersey that was used in the first Iraq War. And the technology allows for the projecting of voices and thoughts into people's heads from a distance using a microwave beam. It's a subcranial projection, and it allows the voice to be heard. So I'm just want you to be aware that had President Trump not had some of the prophecy around him leading in, a lot of people in the Christian movement would not have looked at him as a president. They would have instead followed the left's nonsense about his back histories. So I don't know whether Kim's prophecy are prophecy or whether it was a patriot operation to plant the seeds within the Christian movement to elevate President Trump. In the end, it would all be God's plan. But I'm simply letting you know, be very careful what you worship. There is only one King. and there is only one whom I bow to. So, in this day, it is time to be to use our discernment, to be focused very carefully on what we do, not to be swayed by politics, not to be wrapped up. You know, if you've been following DeSantis from Florida, you should be right now pretty irritated since he just turned it on you. Of all things, I was talking to my mom earlier and she brought this up. She goes, oh, he must have cut a deal with pharmaceutical. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, didn't he win the deal of getting a no-vax requirement for the cruise lines? I said, yes. Well, then they must have told him he could have that as long as he promoted the vax. And what do you know? You see, politics is never truth. It's always about victory. It's always about leveraging. It's always about winning. It's always about lying in any way they can to bring in more votes. And so in this time, what we should learn above all things is our only mission is God first. All that other stuff will reset itself if we reset this nation to an allegiance to God first. If we get the majority of the people to once again recognize God as the supreme power of all things in this country, of the supreme power of unaccountability of all things that we do, if we truly return this country to the words "In God we trust" and a fear of the Lord, I'm going to tell you right now, all this other stuff will reset itself so fast your head will spin. This nonsense will cease. The politicians, the liars will be revealed and they will fall away. So, God first, patriots, always. We walk humbly. We walk together. We walk as a remnant. And when knowing that in our hearts, the greatest reward that we have, the greatest recognition we will ever get, is simply knowing in our hearts that we stood with God in a way that we can stand before Him and say, Lord, we honored your Son, and we have done everything we can to honor you. And those words, if we can truly say them, are the greatest words we can ever say in our life, in my opinion. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we come together to reflect very deeply on the state of affairs in our nation. Lord, in a very confused and convoluted time, never before has discernment been so important. And that discernment, as we know in our hearts, comes through you. Lord, we ask that you'll, as you guide us in these times, as you give us strength in these times, Lord, to raise our eyes to see clearly in the midst of this fog, to give us those eyes to see clearly our fellow patriots, our fellow warriors in Christ, to find them, to see them, and to know that we can place our trust in them. Trust right now, Lord, is one of the hardest things we have, and yet one of the most beautiful gifts you give when we truly embrace you. So, Lord, we ask as we accept Christ deeply within our hearts that with that we can heal that peace that sits between us, that disallows us from seeing clearly between each other. And now to clear that fog, to recognize the heart of Christ in many others, the true heart of Christ, the disciples of Christ that walk that path, that seek only you above all things, that never waver, that never bow, that never doubt, that always stand together as one in this amazing army that you have stood up, Lord, in a time and a place such as this, that only this perfection of an army could be brought together, of the unbelievable range of talents and gifts that can stand before an enemy that seems so powerful and so daunting, and yet that remnant can stand and say, you will not pass, you will not succeed, and you will never again defame our God, the one true God, you, Lord. Let us stand with that strength and that boldness. Let us never waver. And let us stand together in the love of Christ and the love of you. And we say these things humbled before your feet, and we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. An amazing fight that we have before us that we can and will win. And we will win, Patriots. Don't question that, ever. But let us not be naive in thinking this will be easy, because it won't be. Because the best things that are ever earned always are difficult. But the beauty is that as we know that we walk in that path with God, we know that the rewards are beyond anything we can imagine. And that is because we already know that we have won. For through Christ's sacrifice and his resurrection and through our acceptance of him within our heart, we have life everlasting. So let us do our mission as God intends and never relent until the very day that we cease to breathe in this land. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Patriots, this is our time, so buckle up. We're going to take this world back. We're going to take this country back. And we're going to begin on our knees, and we're going to use prayer as our primary weapon, and we're going to push forward relentlessly because we know God is with us and he will never relent, and nor will we. And on August 26th to August 29th, we are going to assemble the many patriots in this army in one place in the center of this nation to pray, to blow shofars, to celebrate his love and his glory, and to raise up his light in such a way that it can never, ever be denied. God has got this. We want to stand with him boldly, and in the end, God will win. Let us be on that line with him. Have a very blessed evening. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Thank you. Good night, and out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. Somehow, oh, you're an island when the world summer.